This year's Feast Festival is celebrating its 21st birthday. The festival celebrates Adelaide's queer art and culture while providing an array of local and emerging queer artists with an important platform. Feast runs from the 11th to 26th of November in various venues around Adelaide. Joining us now is General Manager of Feast Festival, Helen Sheldon. Good morning, Helen.
Hello. Morning.
Well, congratulations on the 21st birthday of Feast. And yeah, it's a big difference since the Feast Festival began, I suppose, in 1996.
I would say so, and I think it's a testament to Adelaide actually that the festival's still going and has grown very much.
Well, how would you say the festival has grown in its 21 years?
I think a lot more artists are involved. I think the audience for the program of events that we have has grown. And although Pride March isn't sort of technically quite part of Feast Festival, even that, though, has grown enormously. And interestingly, not people that are necessarily from the LGBTIQA community, just people just sharing their solidarity. So I think that's really exciting.
Absolutely. And now to jump to the present, I think Feast Festival this year probably is just as pertinent as it was when it first began.
I think so, yeah.
Given the postal survey and the constant discussion of queer people's rights. So, what do you think the importance is of Feast this year?
Well, I think this year it's just another opportunity for people to sort of be heard, stand up, be counted, and you don't have to necessarily be from the queer community, I think, to show that solidarity, which of course is what the postal vote it is all about. So I think that's the significance in this year of saying that we still need a festival like that, which I think is also evident in what is a slightly ridiculous situation of having to have a vote on whether people should have that right to marry if they're the same sex. So, yeah, I think definitely the festival is still relevant if you have to have a vote about something like that.
Absolutely, and I think politics and culture and things like that have always gone hand in hand in this community. Should we talk about what's happening this year with Feast Festival?
Yeah, it's a different model to last year. We've gone back to a model that was probably the original model, which is not that dissimilar to the fringe model. So Feast is really only producing two events, which is the opening night street party, which will be in Hyde Street on the 11th of November, and then at the end of the festival, the closing event, which is Picnic in the Park, which is Pinky Flats, so that area where the Royal Croquet Club was for Fringe, and that's what opposite the Adelaide Oval, isn't it? For some reason, even though I live 5 minutes away, I always struggle remembering what's the correct name for it. There, anyway. And so in between all that is this amazing array of, well, there's easily around 80 events sort of spanning, you know, cabaret, theatre, dance, literature, visual arts, music, the whole gamut of things, and a lot of community events too. They're all sort of squashed in between those two events. Although having said that, we did do a thing this year called Feast Entrees, which were events that led up to that. So, for example, we had an amazing event in Raj House, which is where Feast Festival's offices are, and that was called I Love the Nightlife, which was a lovely event that brought sort of the LGBTIQ community together to share stories about, I guess, queering Adelaide from the 90s.
I'm speaking with Helen Sheldon, the General Manager of this year's Feast Festival. So as you mentioned, the big event is the opening night party.
Dear Saturday!
You're obviously very excited about that.
I'm excited about it, yes. And also, you know, it's that countdown. Festivals are like that. There's that period where you're not twiddling your thumbs, but, you know, it's like that relief, it's over. And, oh, we don't have to worry for a while. And then suddenly it's there. It's like, how did we get here so quickly?
It's going to be a massive release, I'm sure, this Saturday. So what could people expect if they head down to the party?
Well, there'll be bars. There'll also be a great selection of food vendors as well. We'll have a DJ later on in the evening, but to begin with, we'll kick it off with some live music. So we'll have Electric Fields, which is a local outfit. We'll also have Alison Copy and the Janes, another local outfit, and we're quite excited because she's very kindly come to sort of do the opening for us, Joanne, who had a hit in the 90s. Annoyingly, not 1997. I think it was 1998, which was so annoying. with the song Jack, Jack, Jackie, which as soon as you start humming a few bars to it, everyone knows it. And I have to say, every time someone does it, that's it. It's in my head and I can't get it out of it. And she'll be coming along to perform for us. And I think we're also going to have, as her sort of backup dancers, some drag queens as well. So it should be really amazing.
It'd be beautiful. A real yes. sight to see.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it'll be great. And it's such a great song.
Now, so given that the Feast Festival, sorry, has gone to that closer sort of Fringe Festival vibe, there's lots of performances on. What would you maybe suggest to someone who hasn't been down to a Feast Festival before?
Do you mean as in terms of events to pick out?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, yeah. An event.
I'd be nervous about picking out an event, only in the sense that because it's a registered a festival, I think all the events are great, and they are, because although I say it's a registered, they're registered events, there's a curated aspect to it as well. I think all the events are worth seeing, but certainly, you know, in that first week, it would be great to see people showing solidarity by coming along to our opening night event, which is this Saturday. But if I look at, say, the first week, we've also got Diamonds Are for Trevor, which is Trevor actually doing a tribute to Dame Shirley Bassey. I think it's because, from memory, it's her 80th birthday, and that's with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. That's happening at Her Majesty's on the Friday. That will be spectacular because, you know, Shirley Bassey's songs, the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra, that would be amazing. We've also got exhibitions which are free, like the Feast 21 Then to Now exhibition, which opens on the Friday. I think that will be great because I think that will be a really wonderful opportunity to see how the festival spanned that 21 years. And so, being a queer arts and cultural festival, there'll be T-shirts, posters, there'll be costumes, there'll be wigs, you know, there'll probably be some very fetishistic looking fashions as well. It'll be great. So there's that. And then I think as well, the Film Feast, which is curated by an ex artistic director of Feast Festival, Fanny Jacobson. I think that will be great because that'll be a series of short films that she's curated from internationally and locally. And that's a great selection. And then there'll be like the When I Was 21, which again is a free exhibition photo booth confessions of all about being 21, whether it's yourself turning 21 or your memories of Feast. So that's really, really good. There's so many things. It's hard to pick, but they're just a few things, I guess, from that first week. But the program is available in around the city, and then feast.org.au.
Yeah, absolutely. Head there. What about for yourself? Is there anything, having been involved with Feast for so long, that you're
I haven't actually been involved that long.
No, well, having been involved in the setup for this year's, at the very least. Yeah. Like, is there anything that you've seen and you'd be like, I really, you know, must get along to see that?
Well, look, I must confess, I am going to see Diamonds Are for Trevor because I grew up with parents that loved Shirley Bassey and Tom Jones and all that sort of stuff. So I must confess, I will go to see that. And I think the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra is a world-class orchestra. So I am going with my family to see that on the Friday because luckily it's almost a night off for me before the following evening. So I think that's great. And definitely I think that Film Feast selection of stuff is good. But look, it really, I know that, you know, in my role, I'm not going to say anything's terrible, but but the actual truth is, looking through the program, because once it was printed, because Margie Fisher, who's one of the founding members, is back at Feast as our producer. And so once I sort of saw what Margie had put together, and I literally got the hard copy program and started to read through it, and I thought, there really isn't anything I wouldn't go to see. It's all really great stuff, and I'm hoping I get the chance to get to everything because it really is an amazing program. But I suppose there's some quirky stuff like the Sex Industry Network are doing a really interesting thing called Fantasy Brothel, which is a multimedia exhibition that's free. And then they're also doing a community event, which I know I'm going to get the title wrong, but it's almost like everything you wanted to know about a sex worker and were afraid to ask. And I think that will be really interesting. And I think that will literally have someone who is a sex worker sort of lying across a bed. And that will be that will be from where they'll, you know, that they'll ask questions and sort of talk about it. So I think that will be really interesting, quirky, and I think that's very feast. Yeah.
Well, that was brilliant. Well, thank you, Helen, so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
And we're going to play a song, the song that you spoke about before from the Saturday night party.
Yes, make sure you turn my mic off because otherwise people will hear me singing along.
And they can check out that in Hyde Street, the opening night party of Feast. And check out the website, all the programs all around the city.
Exactly.
So Helen Sheldon, the General Manager of Feast Festival, chatting with us about this year's festival.